CRI News, I'm Liu Yan in Beijing. Floodwaters are now threatening the Chinatown district in the Thai capital, Bangkok. Many Chinatown residents hurried to protect their homes and businesses with sandbags. Some even erected sealed cement barriers across shop fronts, but others could do nothing but see their shops flooded.
The wall is broken and the water flowed into the shop very fast. We didn't have a chance to get anything out.
Bangkok's governor says the capital cannot escape flooding, warning residents of 13 districts to get prepared. Turkey is now seeking aid from foreign countries to cope with the aftermath of Sunday's 7.2 magnitude earthquake. A Turkish news agency says the country needs help for both reconstruction and temporary accommodation for the thousands who have been left homeless.
I have 5 children. We've been waiting in the rain. I haven't been able to get a tent for 2 days now. Yesterday morning I was here from 9 to 12, but I couldn't make it to the front. I'm here again today, and I have no idea when it will be my turn.
In the meantime, Turkish health officials are urging people to drink bottled water after an increase of diarrhea cases. The death toll from Sunday's quake has risen to some 460 people, and 1,400 others are listed as injured. China is set to launch the Shenzhou 8 spacecraft in early November at the Jiuquan Satellite Launch Center in the northwest desert area. The unmanned spacecraft is expected to perform China's first space docking with Tiangong-1, a space lab module that was launched last month from the same center. The spacecraft and its carrier rocket have been transferred to the launch pad. Technicians have completed testing on the assembling of Shenzhou 8 and the rocket. Lu Jingrong is chief engineer of Jiuquan Satellite Launch Center.
After the vertical transportation, we will do some functional tests as well as joint tests in launch sets. Then we will carry on the final condition check and the confirmation before the propellant is injected into the rocket. We are planning to launch the spacecraft in early November.
Shenzhou 8 is capable of docking with the spacecraft Tiangong-1 in both manual and automatic modes. Relief goods from China have been distributed to some 1,000 flood-affected families in Kampong Cham province, 60 kilometers east of Cambodian capital, Phnom Penh. The goods include rice, blankets, mosquito nets, and medicine, altogether worth $10 million. Speaking at the distribution ceremony, Cambodian Deputy Prime Minister Hun Nam Hung says China is Cambodia's best friend and has always helped Cambodia in times of need.
Cambodia and China have very good relations and cooperation in all sectors. As our best friend, China has provided assistance to Cambodia in a variety of fields without any additional conditions.
At least 247 people have been killed and roughly 1.5 million people are affected by the flood in Cambodia, with thousands of hectares of land destroyed. North Korea and the United States have held their second round of direct talks in Geneva. As Chengfeng reports, China welcomes the progress the two sides have made.
U.S. Special Representative for North Korea Policy Stephen Bothworth had described the Geneva talks as positive and constructive. He says the two countries have narrowed their differences on several points. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Jiang Yu agrees with the assessment, saying China has been maintaining close communications with both sides. She adds China will continue to make efforts for the resumption of the six-party talks. The talks were launched in 2003, but stalled in 2008 after the sixth round. For CRI, I'm Shuangfeng.
Tunisia's moderate Islamic party Ennahda has emerged as the winner in the first democratic elections prompted by the Arab Spring. Shen Chengcheng has more.
Partial official results suggest Ennahda is well ahead in the vote for a new assembly that will write a constitution and appoint a caretaker government. However, Ennahda is not expected to have an overall majority. Ennahda officials have started coalition talks with two center-left circularist groups, namely the Congress for the Republic and Itakadal. Ennahda is promising to create a circular democracy. For CRI, I'm Shen Chengcheng.
That's the news for this hour. I'm Liu Yan in Beijing.